Hello, hello, testing 1 2. 5 4.
Oh my gosh, it's working, bro. I feel like one of our issues in the black community is we look so much outside ourselves. We disrespect ourselves and the people we raise and the people we love so much by disregarding their word. Like, everybody else's word is more valuable than somebody, in your face. The doctor's word, the lawyer's word. You look on the internet. Vice versa is with the child and the parent. It's with the spouse, both spouses. Like, we look outside ourselves so much that we don't trust ourselves so much. We're so easily manipulated in that sense because we seek validation or resources so much outside of ourselves. That's so circumstantial. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it's based on condition. It's not unconditional. And I think that it sucks because we lose that aim of connection. And it's not with each other, it's with ourselves, with that inner wisdom we really have. It's like honoring that higher connection, that resource, ancestral, higher power, spiritual connection. You just disrupting and disrespecting it all in one.
All that goes out the window once we sit in front of these professionals who have no, they have no connection to that.
We are the, think about it though, it'd be crazy is we are the professionals. We now that's,
Now we are.
you know what I'm saying? But it's still the same embodiment. Like, it's like imposter syndrome, grandiose, grandiose imposter syndrome word. We don't trust that we are who we are. We believe everybody else but ourselves, how we feel and what we know about ourselves.
And you know, I don't got time for that. I don't got time for that at all. I feel like humans cause our own problems for the most part. Now, a lot of stuff, you know, I'm not talking about systematically outside of that. I'm talking about with ourselves. I feel like we cause a lot of our own problems by not, like how you're saying earlier, working on it
Yeah, for
consistently.
sure. It definitely.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of that. I personally can't sit. I was just thinking about this earlier. I cannot sit down and allow myself to keep being in that
That cycle.
at all. Like, I understand, you know, feels are feels, feel them. First person's gonna cry is me.
All
But
day.
at the
Like, get it out. And then after I'm done,
Right.
it's we good,
But
but
once I'm
I'm gonna
done,
cry.
for sure.
I'm gonna cry. I don't care.
Build that rebuild. Now you fucking with a whole new woman. Because I'm gonna work on it and I'm gonna keep working on that, so I'm not sitting in that same space. But it's a lot of people that are comfortable in that space. It's a lot of people that feel that they sit in it and they're in that same cycle. They're in that same cycle. And who's gonna decide to get out of that but the individual?
I was just talking to my brother the other day about what love really means and the value of love. And I think we forsake that a lot because the choice is love. That is the embodiment of what love is and what it can be because it's always a choice. So to love yourself, to choose to break that cycle is one of the greatest love stories that there is, to
Girl.
choose to disrupt the program, the societal norms, the regular functioning of what you've learned.
Predetermined, yes.
You gotta undermine everything you've ever known, swipe it blank, and be okay with just having that kid-like demeanor, nature about life, that curiosity. Because that's where we stop, because we start listening, we get all this data. There's so many options and ways, revenues, and channels of data that reach us every day. You just become overloaded, and you don't need all of it because you really just need what's inside of you.
Girl.
Distractions.
We have the power. We have the power.
It's the phobia of freedom. It's like post-slavery. Mm-hmm. Post-traumatic slave disorder.
But even post-traumatic slave disorder, I'm telling you,
it's a thing. It's a book too.
Post-traumatic slave disorder.
She's like, let me look it up. Well, I'm gonna look it up in a minute.
Let me look it up.
See if you can Google it. I'm telling you.
Post-traumatic
slave disorder.
It could very well be a thing. I just haven't.
I know. I had it in one of my poems. So either that or I play with the words, but it is a thing. And it's basically the phobia of freedom. And
post-traumatic slave syndrome.
There we go.
I learned about that in one of my psychology classes, where secondhand trauma from watching, seeing, and witnessing what's happening to somebody that looks like you fall into that similar identity of this other individual. For example, I definitely had that happen to me when I was talking about whenever I was living in Atlanta. And I was driving to school, probably like 45-minute drive from my house. I had just woke up. You know, I'd be up early, so I was scrolling a little bit.
At 3 in the morning, it'd
girl,
be crazy.
Early as hell. I scrolled up every a little. I was scrolling.
Like, now the Aaron Hall stuff don't sound too shady. I mean, girl, the 3 in the morning thing.
I was scrolling a little bit.
Some people do it.
And that was the day I had seen that man on the freeway get pulled over by the helicopter and the police people. It was that black man. He had his hands up and they had on video. They shot that man. I don't remember what the findings were because I didn't do the investigation, but that instantly brought me to tears while I was watching that video. And it was on social media. And I just be like, I feel like social media is so give and take. You can get really great information about studies and stuff that you want to look for and stuff like that. But just as just chilling and just scrolling, and that just was just brought to my attention. I saw that. I immediately started crying in Atlanta. But later on, I had to go to work or go to school. So I'm heading to school and I don't know what happened. I'm in a turning lane. I done made it all the way 45 minutes to turn at the light to go to school, and police lights go off behind me. The police lights went off behind me. Mm-hmm. It was like two cars behind me, but immediately, my immediate thought was, please don't kill me.
Yeah. That's wild.
And that stressed me out to the point to where I was about to go to school. I was in the car crying all over again, not only because I saw that, but I also remember Sandra. We got the same name.
Yeah.
And all I was thinking was don't kill me. I think it was like 26, 27 years old. And that's what I was thinking in the car because those sirens were secondhand trauma.
Real.
Wow. But post-traumatic slave syndrome, that's crazy. You ever think they gonna give us our reparations?
Girl, in their world, what reparations? And I'm only speaking from their point of view. What reparations?
That's what it's giving.
I feel like our reparations are becoming who we are. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's becoming
like paying it forward type.
Yeah, like it's literally just embodying who you're supposed to be to align yourself with your higher self. That is it. Like, you know?
Period.
Because like now, if we focus on it, it's so much evil. If we focus on that, that's just what's gonna continue to ricochet in our bubble.
Ain't nobody got time for that.